And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 17th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of the woman who introduced the theories of Maria Montessori to America, the writer Dorothy Canfield, born in Kansas, 1879. She was a best-selling novelist. She met Montessori in Italy in 1912, wrote a book about her, The Montessori Manual, about the Montessori method, teaching that children learn more by touching, seeing, smelling, tasting, and exploring than by just listening to things be explained. It's the birthday of the economist Thomas Robert Malthus, born in Surrey, England, 1766, who published a pamphlet in which he argued that the human population of the earth was growing at a faster rate than the food supply, and so war and disease and famine were necessary in order to prevent overpopulation. It's the birthday of the science fiction writer Andre Norton. She was born Alice Mary Norton in Cleveland, 1912, changed her name to Andre, thought it would be better to write as a man instead of a woman. She had written adventure stories, spy novels, historical fiction, and then she wrote Starman's Son, 2250 A.D. It was a big success in 1951. She wrote more than 130 novels in her 70 years of writing. It's the birthday of the crime novelist Ruth Rendell, London, 1930, who created a series of detective novels starring Chief Inspector Reginald Wexford, who was overweight and slow-moving, sloppy, and happily married with two children. Ruth Rendell, who said the tragedy of growing old is not that one is old, but that one is still young. And it's the birthday of Chaim Potok, born in the Bronx, 1929, grew up Orthodox Jewish, and wrote books about it. The Chosen in 1967, two boys growing up together in Brooklyn in the 40s, The Promise, My Name is Asher Lev, and other books. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Kesenich entitled Communion. During Lent, season of discipline, I drag myself early out of bed, ride to Mass with Mom and Mrs. Crivello, warm in the front seat between their woolen coats, soothed by familiar perfume. Headlights carve the ebony darkness. The women talk in low tones about people I don't know, the thrum of their voices reassuring. I doze for seconds that seem like minutes. In the half-acre lot, we park among a small band of cars huddled near the entrance of St. Monica's. Inside, stained glass windows, a feast of color in daylight, are black. The church is barn cold. Candles burn, bells ring, prayers are murmured, songs sung. The church warms slowly. I sit, stand, kneel between the two women, rituals washing over me like soft waves on Lake Michigan in August. Later, I carry the sacred mood out on my route, dispensing papers like communion to my neighbors. A poem by Lawrence Kesenich, Communion, from Age of Wonders, published by Big Table Publishing and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.